Hello and welcome to another week of Orbit, the daily devotional thought from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Hopefully you've been enjoying this over the last 10 weeks. Please get in touch and let us know what you think of it. We're creating a new Orbit every weekday. Our hope is that it will help to establish just a small daily rhythm of time with God for you each day. We're going to look at a single verse this morning, because it's so powerful, it's one to memorize and take to heart and stick on a wall somewhere. The Bible reading is 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in your midst? We mentioned a few times on Orbit that although Paul's words are completely relevant to us today, they weren't first written to us. Paul was a Jew, descended from a long line of Jewish people, and Paul's ancestors had a story which was of central importance to them. They were the nation of Israel, called and set apart for God, the holy people to whom God drew near. Many of the new Christians that Paul was writing to in his letters had grown up in this family dynasty, and they would have known that story very well. God chose Jacob to be the father of 12 children, each of whom became the head of a huge, sprawling tribe. Together, they were the Israelites, and God called them special. In fact, he even lived in a physical place on earth in their midst. He asked them to build a special container for their presence called, for his presence called the tabernacle. And over time, that became enshrined in a great tent. And then finally, it was put in an enormous temple. God was in the midst of the people, and they could even get quite close to his presence by drawing near and visiting one of the priests. That was what it looked like in the Old Testament, in the old way of doing things, to have a relationship with God. It was for some people, and it was at arm's length. When Jesus died, there's a very famous moment where the curtain of the temple in Jerusalem tears itself from top to bottom. You might have never noticed that before, or just thought it was a weird thing that happens, a sort of side effect of the cross. But in fact, it was the direct result of the cross. By dying along with our sin, Jesus cracks open the door to the temple, and God comes pouring out to all people and no longer at any kind of distance. So the story has completely changed, and that is what Paul is reminding the Corinthians about here. Instead of living in a box, in a temple, somewhere far away, God's presence now lives in us. We become like the temple. We become the tabernacle. God's Spirit is no longer living in the middle of our settlement, but at the center of our being. This is mind-blowing for anyone, but for Paul's readers who grew up in and knew the Jewish story, it's absolute dynamite. It's so challenging and so hard to believe that Paul is having to grab them and shake them. Don't you know, he asks, it's you. You have become God's temple. And it's true for us too. God wants to know us up close, not at arm's length or through someone else. He wants to know us directly, intimately, and he wants to be involved in every part of our lives. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer today. God, we invite you again to come and live within us, not in a church or even a box somewhere, but here in our hearts, closer than our own breathing. We ask that we would know your presence today in a real and tangible way. So please fill us with your Spirit once again. Amen. There's now a brief chance for you to pray or listen to God in just a few moments of silence. Each day on Orbit, we give you a simple challenge, something to do to let you sort of put the thought that we've given you into action. Today, just spend some time with God and become aware of his closeness and his presence. We want to challenge you to just spend 3 minutes in silence, or more if you can manage it. Just taking some time in nature or in a quiet place with no distractions to reconnect with the God who calls you his temple and draws nearer than you can imagine. If you want to get in touch, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. Otherwise, we'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for doing it today.